Comes in colors everywhere. All right, so Bob was out on Friday because he did his third tour of duty of drop-offs.
Yeah, so Justin is out of the house, and I guess we're empty nesters, which is sort of true.
But isn't Maddie living with you?
Yes, Maddie is back.
So the nest is not necessarily empty.
But when they come back, Dave, it's on such different terms that it's almost like...
Well, it depends on who the kid is.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, Maddie is very self-sufficient and profesh.
She is. And so she's off doing things on such a regular basis that, yes, she does live here, but... She's just not under our authority, I don't think. I suppose she could really test that and find out. But as it stands, there is a coexisting when it's a college graduate. And it's also a temporary thing. If she's still living there when she's 30, we'll probably have to take a look at the details of the lease. But anyway, yeah, so Brett, of course, went to college a couple years ago. He's now a junior. He hit the portal, by the way. He's in Denton these days.
Denton!
And Justin, number three, has also left to be educated. And he is tackling, I want to say, architecture.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, whoa, dude. But he is doing that at Corpus Christi, at Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Now, does he hope to eventually get to College Station?
That's how he got there, but you know what? I'm told a fair number of the kids who end up at Corpus Christi are just like, you know what, I'm good here.
Yeah.
Let me just stay here.
You can see that.
So I don't know. And I'm not here to push. I'm simply here to say, let's give college a try.
Yeah, let's not flunk out of this one.
And if you end up... with whatever major and whatever school, we'll help you as much as we can. And, you know, we want to see you get off on a good path. And Justin obviously was a different experience for us because, of course, for those who don't know, Justin joined our family when he was five. We adopted him when he was four, and we brought him back to Texas from Honduras. I said his homeland, but it is. He was born in Honduras, and we brought him home when he was just five after living in Honduras for a couple months. Well, he lived there his whole life.
And he knew zero English when he moved here, right?
He knew zero English, and so we've been blessed with him in our family. He's a fantastic kiddo. But man, does time fly because you know, many of you have taken an interest in his story because it was that 2011 where I got back from the NBA Finals and then quickly was off to Honduras after the Mavs won their title. And so that's kind of the timeline of this whole thing. And so when he arrived, he started kindergarten, but he took 1 year of kindergarten Spanish, and then 1 year of kindergarten in English. So he is actually 19 now as he enters college, which I don't think is a big deal at all. But
no. Just, well, it's probably a good thing.
Honestly. Probably it's actually a great thing for someone who needed to learn English when he got to the States. But whatever the case is, I've been public about his story to a certain extent, but obviously try to pull back as we get older because it's no longer our story; it's his story. So I want to be cognizant of that, but taking him down to Corpus Christi was a bit of a mind journey for Sally and I, because yes, it's our youngest going off to college, but it's also Justin going off to college, and so that's its own weirdness. And we've already had several interactions with him, whether it be FaceTime or whatever. He sent me, when the show started today, like an audio summary of his day. So I guess we're trying out different ways to keep track. But his older brother was not too worried about reports back to home. But Justin's just a different different dude than Brett. Yeah. And so it's,
they all are.
Anyway, he appears to be doing great, but we're one day into his college career. I'll keep you posted. Watch this space for more updates. But I had never been to Corpus Christi. I had honestly never really spent any time on the Texas coast that I can remember, whether it be Galveston or Padre.
Is that as far south as
Port Aransas or any of these places you guys talk about? I don't think I've ever been to any of them. Like, I've been...
Was San Antonio as far south as you'd been?
You know, and to the waterways around Houston. So I suppose on some level I must have been to...
You were close.
...some part of the Houston coast. Is that Freeport-ish?
Yeah.
Okay, I believe I've been there. But I've never been down to Corpus until this weekend. And so Friday morning we left... And I guess I got to campus an hour before you guys called me for Friday fun.
Dude, it's a long way from Houston to Corpus, too.
Dude, it's a long way to Corpus from Dallas, for sure. It's, I'm going to say 6.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And 440-ish miles.
That's a haul.
And so to do the down and back is pretty crazy. You get a lot of driving in, got a lot of you and your wife both listening to your own podcasts or whatever as you drive, mm-hmm. because that's what marriage is.
Just listen to something.
We can't agree on what to listen to. So we did listen to Aubrey Plaza, though, with Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing we shared.
Did she mention me at all in that?
She did not.
Okay. I'm just checking.
It was a fun interview, though.
Just checking.
Aubrey's still funny. But anyway, yeah, down to Corpus and back. Never been down there and didn't know what to expect. And honestly, a lot of you Texans have not covered it in glory in your previews.
Yeah, I was wondering, how is the coastline down there? Is there anything pretty to look at or do?
I had a great time. Now, I spent all of like 16 hours there, and I can't believe that campus. Guys, I don't know if you know anything about this campus.
Is it on the water?
It's on an island. And it's like the only thing on the island, which makes a parent wonder about hurricanes and stuff. I'm sure it's no big deal, right?
No, you're good.
And the entrance to the campus, there's two of them, and they both spill out into, I think it's called Ocean Street or Ocean Road or something like that. But it's a T. So here's the campus. Here's the road going by. And it's a stoplight, and if you go straight over the curb, you're in the ocean, like in the ocean. It's right there on the street. It's so crazy how...
God, I'm looking at it from the overhead view. That is weird.
What a waterway.
I had no idea this is what it was.
Like, how do you get this real estate if you're Texas A&M Corpus Christi? Are you there before the city? Like, nobody wanted to put a resort there or anything like that? I guess it's called Ocean Drive now that I look at it. So we stayed around the corner back by downtown, and I thought it was fine.
It's a very quaint town.
I thought it was kind of cool.
I've been there multiple times. I've never seen this part of it, but yeah, I don't mind Corpus Christi at all.
I don't know how much time I'll spend down there. It's far enough away that I'm not sure I can get there quite as often, and there's no Kyle Field there, so.
It's gotta be
small.
So
you don't have as many
too.
Football games. I don't think it's a very
like
big
school. Like a private school almost.
Or a specialty school or something. I think it's only certain majors of federal interest. I don't know, but.
7,800 undergrad.
Okay.
Very small.
But, I do think it is part of the feeder program, but I don't know. I don't know if he'll want to stay there or not.
I 100% can see if you become accustomed to this.
Like, you wake up next to the ocean.
I know. Like, why would you want to go to Bryan?
You get to right. Yeah. You open your dorm room and you can hear the waves and the seagulls.
You get to wake up with the Gulf of America right there.
And also, if you're somewhere for a couple of years.
Not that Gulf.
If you're somewhere for a couple of years at that age and the prospects of changing everything, that's tough on a brain. For a kid.
Yeah.
You know, so yep. I could, yeah, that's,
yeah, and
it
maybe
looks cool.
Maybe a school your size versus a
well, that's
gigantic
the other thing.
School.
Your campus is so self-contained and everything's right there. And to walk into a place that's 10 times that size would be pretty daunting.
Yeah, so I didn't know what to make of it, and my early impressions were not that bad.
Did
not
he know
that bad.
A kid that
we
was going
got
down
some oysters.
There?
Yes, he doesn't know many who are presently there, but a family friend went there and I think said you should visit it, and he did, and he enjoyed it, and now he's a student there. So we'll see how it goes, but I may be venturing down to Corpus Christi a little more than never. In the years to come. So there you go. There's the update.
Do you remember where you...
We're sort of empty nesters, so we might watch another Mad Men or two tonight. Who knows?
Do you remember where you ate? Did you go to a place called Water Street Oyster Bar?
How'd you know that?
Did you? Okay. It's the first of its kind. There was one in Fort Worth forever that a lot
How'd
of my
How'd you know
friends...
where I had dinner the one night I was there?
It's pretty easy to predict.
Oh, okay. Is it?
yeah.
Is it the one place?
No, but it's a really good place.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it was 30 years ago they put it down there. Maybe
we loved
even more.
It.
They put one in Fort Worth. There were a couple more. It became like a kind of a bigger thing, but then I don't think there's a ton of them left, but this is the original one.
Corby has spies everywhere.
Right.
And like, you see it's oysters.
Yes.
So I can predict it that, oh, hey, oysters.
You know what was
right
gonna,
on the water.
What sign might pull me in?
Yeah.
Did they char grill them up?
Yeah.
Or did you do them both ways?
We did grilled. Yeah, I'm kind of a grilled oyster guy when I get the chance.
You don't raw?
I'll do raw.
Raw dog it.
But if there's grilled on the menu, I'm probably going grilled. That's how we roll. Anyway, shout out to Corpus Christi. I can now check you off my bucket list.